Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists. This week I've been forcibly getting my five a day to answer this question.
Hi, my name is Gary Staub and my question is, how do farmers plant seedless fruit crops? Thanks so much.
How does seedless fruit reproduce?
I'm Stephen Tompkins and I work at Homerton College. You need to know something about why they have no seeds. And that's because they're often triploids, that is, they've got three sets of chromosomes, and you and me have two. And when it comes to sexual cell divisions, in meiosis, they can't organise their chromosomes properly, and they fail, and therefore they have no babies. So the question that you aren't answered is, how do you get to a triploid fruit? And the answer to that is a little bit complicated. Most plants have two sets of genes, two sets of chromosomes, and they divide equally when cell divisions take place. But plants are very tolerant of having multiple sets, and that's called polyploidy. Polyploid plants can be triploid, tetraploid, pentaploid, and up the numbers go. And it doesn't often badly affect the viability of the plant. They grow, they photosynthesize, they can produce fruits. But if they have odd numbers of chromosomes, they're stuffed. They can't have any babies at all. And that happens to the triploids and the pentaploids, because you can't divide odd numbers evenly. If you want to multiply up that plant, you can do it by cloning or vegetative propagation. And that's an important thing for people setting out to grow large orchards of triploid fruit.
So you can propagate plants which make seedless fruit, and here's a little more on how it's done.
Hello, my name is Jennifer Schultz-Nelson. I am a horticulture educator with University of Illinois Extension in Macon and Piatt counties. When humans get involved, they try to manipulate things, and they can do things like treat a plant with a chemical called colchicine, which disrupts the meiotic process. So when the plant is producing pollen grains and ovules, they will produce a gamete that has double the amount of chromosomes. So then when it is pollinated by the original plant that provides one copy of chromosomes, the result is a triploid plant. We talk about cloning being a really modern method, but actually horticulturalists have been using it for quite some time. Anytime you're taking a cutting of a plant and rooting it using different plant hormones or simply sticking it in a glass of water and watching the roots grow and then planting that plant, that's cloning, also called vegetative propagation. I actually found some information that you talk about polyploidy in plants, and it sounds like a really rare thing, but it's actually not that rare. Scientists think that anywhere from 30 to 70% of angiosperms in the plant kingdom are polyploidy. And polyploidy plants tend to be larger, and so maybe they're more competitive in nature, and so that might be some advantage for that to be selected for in nature.
Triploid plants can be reproduced using cloning, also known as vegetative propagation, as well as chemical mutagens. But many farms will grow the fertile parent plants nearby so that more seedless offspring can be produced later. But from frustrated plants to a somewhat angry elephant now for next week's question.
Hi, it's Marie from Harrogate, and my question is about tasers, the tasers which are used for crowd control and stunning criminals. If you had a taser and you tasered an elephant, would you actually live to tell the tale? How strong are these things?
What would happen if you tasered an elephant? How much juice would you need? Help us to answer this next question of the week by email chris@thenakedscientist.com, or you can go to our site and write the answer on the forum. That's thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.